Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
1 Peter 1 and 22. Are you there? Seeing you've purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another how? With a pure heart, how? Fervently. Love each other, how? Fervently. That's one of our definitions for diligence, isn't it? Wonder what, if you said it like that, how much would it change the meaning? Love each other diligently. Ties together, right? Some of the same idea. Go to the fourth chapter, 1 Peter. Just over a page or so, 1 Peter 4. 1 Peter 4 and 8. And above all things, that's saying a lot. Isn't that saying a lot? There's a whole Bible full of things, and this says, above all of them, do what? Above all things, have fervent charity. That's the King James word for love. Have fervent love among yourselves. For love shall cover the multitude of sins, and use hospitality one to another without grudging. Now what we're reading here, friend, is a description of ministering to the saints. We'd be remiss in talking about being diligent, being diligent, being diligent, and not focus some more on diligent to do what? Because there's some application. What? Diligent on my job, diligent at the house, diligent to take care of the family, diligent to do this. Well, yeah, yeah. But more importantly, diligent to minister to the saints. Said out loud, serving the saints.
Serving the saints.
Say it again. Serving the saints. One more time. Serving the saints. Are we all called to this? Are we all instructed to this? And are we to be diligent at it and fervent in it? Now, this is what the Lord's been stirring in me and in Phyllis since we began this church. I don't know how many were here, but like the the second or third service we had, I talked about the purpose of the ministry gifts. And I was pretty strong about that the ministers weren't going to do all the visitation and weren't going to do all the counseling, weren't going to do all the praying that the family was supposed to. In fact, I was so strong I had to come back the next time and apologize a little bit. Remember that? That hadn't happened too many times, thank God. But one reason I was strong in it is because God had stirred me so much about it. And I see as we get into some of these things why it's not being done globally. Are y'all with me now?
Yes, sir.
The concept of ministry and church is wrong in many churches. People have the idea that the ministers are to do the ministering. The ministers, the preachers are to do the ministering. Well, what does the congregation do? Come to church and receive the ministering. And unless you're called to be a preacher, you can basically live a normal life. Long as, you know, you go to church and love the Lord and just try to live a good life. Love your family. Be a good hard worker. And that's pretty much it, being a good Christian. But where does service to the saints come in? Now, this is something that needs to be understood. We need revelation on it. It needs to be taught, needs to be preached. And then do it. Right. Have fervent love among yourselves. What are we called to do? Go back to the text. We've talked about diligence for weeks now. Go back to Hebrews, please. 6. In fact, you might just want to mark that while we're doing this evening so you can come back. Read verse 10 again. God is not unrighteous to forget. What is God not going to forget? God is not going to forget your work and your labor of love. What work? What work? So we need to be specific. What work? Which you have showed toward his name. So why did you do it? You did it out of love for him. You did it for his glory. You did it toward his name. In what did you do? You ministered to the saints. Somebody say, you ministered to the saints. Say it again. We ministered to the saints. Say it again. We ministered to the saints. One more time. We ministered to the saints. Ministered to the saints. Well, that's different from ministering just to yourself or just to your family or your grandkids. Ministering to the saints. Saints don't have to be blood relative. They don't have to be close friend. Who are the saints? He says, well, people that if you can prove they've had enough miracles in their life and they get voted on and they become a saint. If they weren't a saint before they died, they're certainly not going to get to be one after they die. And sainthood is not achieved through works. If you study the scriptures, look up the verses. Those who have believed and put their faith in Jesus are the ones he's talking about. All of us are saints. Well, I'm not a saint. Then are you saying you're lost? You saying you haven't been born again? It's not based on what you do. Saint has to do with the word hagios, the word holy, holy ones. You couldn't do anything to make yourself holy. The best we could do was unacceptable. But by faith in him, his blood has made us holy. Oh, glory to God. We've been made, didn't earn it, didn't attain to it. We've been made the righteousness of God in Christ. Just like he never sinned, but he was made sin. With our sin, we didn't commit that righteousness, but we were made righteous with his righteousness. So we are the saints. Everyone truly born again is a saint, a holy one made holy by the blood and their faith in it. Well, you and I are called to minister to these holy ones, these saints. They may not always look holy. They might not always act holy, but you and I are called to minister to them. Yes. To who? What do these folk look like, these saints? Well, look around, right here, right now. Look around, to the left, to the right, before you, behind you. You just saw some saints.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you are called to minister to these people. Are y'all with me now? You are called of God. Appointed of God. Predestined of God. To minister to these people. And other saints that you might meet on the other side of the world in the future. Or on the street or in the grocery store. Anytime, anywhere. If they're a saint, if they're a believer, you're called to minister to them. You never have to stand in a pulpit and preach a sermon to do it. You wouldn't have to prophesy. You wouldn't have to give a tongue an interpretation. You wouldn't have to lay hands on them. to minister to them. How many know there are many ways to minister to the saints? Many ways. But here's the big question. Who's supposed to do it? Now, traditional thinking is that the preachers are supposed to minister to the saints. And this is wrong. I said, this is wrong. Go with me, if you would, to Ephesians. Well, on your way there, stop by Galatians 5. It's right on the way. Galatians 5 and 13. It says, brethren, you have been called unto freedom, liberty. Did you know that? I'm going to have to get a little more help than this. Anybody in here got a call on their life? Let me see. It's amusing. I see people, you know, that get to God or they get serious about God. Then they quit being so carnal and start reading their Bible and praying once in a while. And they come and say, Brother Keith, I feel like I got a call on my life. What do you think? I don't have to think. I know you do. Every believer has a call on their life. Now, what's sad that in years past, people thought if you had a call on your life, they had to squeeze you into one of three boxes. You're either a pastor, or you're a traveling evangelist, or a missionary. If you called. And it's really sad that people tried to squeeze in some of those boxes and none of them fit. And they thought, well, what's wrong with me? I don't feel comfortable with this, and this ain't right. I don't have any success in it, but I feel like I'm called. I just must not be called, and what's wrong with me? No, all of us have a call. One thing we're called to is liberty. Read this. You're called to what?
Liberty.
You have been called unto liberty. What does that mean? Freedom. Freedom from the bondage of dead rules and regulations. Freedom from the bondage of organizations that don't know God. And all the structure to try to make people good and make people right. You've been free from all that. Free from the condemnation of guilt and living by guilt and operating under shame and condemnation and guilt. You've been set free from all that, and you have been called unto a life of liberty. Liberty.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Diligence, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God who gives me